This is one of my favorite wargaming poems. Although I'm not sure how many there are, but this is a good way to start the podcast, I think. In the future, game reviews will be posted from BGG. All with the poster's permission and using a software converter so you can listen to game reviews on the road or while at work. Although the voice is somewhat mechanical, it will allow me to update podcasts on a frequent basis. Enjoy. Through Glass, Darkly by General George S. Patton, Jr. Through the travail of the ages, midst the pomp and toil of war, have I fought and strove and perished countless times upon this star. In the form of many people in all panoplies of time have I seen the luring vision of the victory made, sublime. I have battled for fresh mammoth, I have warred for pastures new, I have listed to the whispers when the racetrack instinct grew. I have known the call to battle in each changeless changing shape, from the high soured voice of conscience to the beastly lust for rape. I have sinned and I have suffered, played the hero and the knave, fought for Bailey, shame, or country, and for each have found a grave. I cannot name my battles, for the visions are not clear, yet, I see the twisted faces and I feel the rending spear. Perhaps I stabbed our Savior in his sacred helpless side. Yet, I've called his name in blessing when after times I died. In the dimness of the shadows where we hairy heathens warred, I can taste and thought the life blood, we used teeth before the sword. While in later clearer vision I can sense the coppery sweat, feel the pikes grow wet and slippery when our phalanx, Cyrus met. Hear the rattle of the harness where the Persian darts bounced clear, see their chariots wheel in panic from the hoplite's leveled spear. See the goal grow monthly longer, reaching for the walls of Tyre. Hear the crash of tons of granite, smell the quenchless eastern fire. Still more clearly, as a Roman, can I see the legion close, as our third rank moved in forward and the short sword found our foes. Once again I feel the anguish of that blistering treeless plain when the Parthian showered death bolts, and our discipline was in vain. I remember all the suffering of those arrows in my neck. Yet, I stabbed a grinning savage as I died upon my back. Once again I smell the heat sparks when my Flemish plate gave way and a lance ripped through my entrails as on Crecy's field I lay. In the windless, blinding stillness of the glittering tropic sea I can see the bubbles rising where we set the captives free. Midst the spum of half a tempest I have heard the bulwarks go whoom the crashing, point-blank round shots and destruction to our foe. I have fought with gun and cutlass on the red and slippery deck with all hell aflame within me and a rope around my neck. And still later as a general have I galloped with Murat when we laughed at death in numbers trusting in the Emperor's star. Till at last our star faded, and we shouted to our doom where the sunken road of Ohain closed us in its quivering gloom. So but now with tanks a-clatter have I waddled on the foe belching death at 20 paces, by the star shell's ghastly glow. So as through a glass, and darkly the age-long strife I see where I fought in many guises, many names, but always me. And I see not in my blindness what the objects were I wrought, but as God rules o'er our bickerings it was through his will I fought. So forever in the future, shall I battle as of yore, dying to be born a fighter, but to die again, once more.